and they have the greatest impact on the most marginalized women.
Local activist Sophia Clark stands on a picnic table in a Glenwood Springs park, addressing over 100 people about current issues as part of Saturday's Women's March. The main focus of the nationwide event was making sure all women are included in the fight for equality and representation.
Are we fighting for our own freedom or the freedom of all women? When we say women, do we mean working class and poor women, undocumented women, trans women?
But the message went beyond women. It also encouraged action on immigration and global warming. The large crowd marched down the streets of downtown Glenwood Springs, holding posters reading "Girl Power" and "Love Trump's Hate."
Everybody's welcome here.
Protesters marched back to the park where Jasmine Ramirez, the recently elected first woman of color to the Roaring Fork School District's Board of Education, wrapped up the march by encouraging everyone to vote in the upcoming November election.
I'm not saying we have to vote for women because we are women, but we must vote. And I must remind you, empowered women empower women.
The women's marches in Glenwood Springs and Aspen were just 2 out of 250 marches across the country. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.